Hello, this is Graham Freer. I'm in the Gosport Council offices. It's after hours, and I'm talking to Peter Chegwin. I should say Councillor Peter Chegwin, shouldn't I?
Whichever.
Now, you've got a new initiative, or it's new to me anyway.
Asset of Community Value.
Asset of Community Value. Sounds frightfully grand, but it applies to a particular pub in Gosport, doesn't it?
Well, this one does. It can apply to anyone. To give a little background, the government brought in new legislation a couple of years ago that historic pubs or public buildings, community use, can be designated an asset of community value. And what it means in simple terms is that the council can approve it, make it an asset of community value, and then if whoever owns it wanted to close it, say close a pub and turn it into flats, as happens all too often, the local community have a breathing space. They have 6 months in which they can raise the money and buy the premises. They have first refusal, effectively, and can keep it as a pub, or maybe a post office, or the only corner shop, or a community centre, or whatever it is.
It sounds an excellent plan, I would say.
It's a great idea, because it does mean that where you do have an asset of community value, which can be, as I say, a pub, or a shop, or anything like that, as a rural post office, etc., that the community will have a chance to buy it in a way they didn't have before. The problem with pubs in particular is that the pub companies who own them often see them just as real estate and are closing them at a rate of knots and trying to convert them into flats the following day. Well, this stops them from doing it just like that. It doesn't necessarily stop them completely, but if the community want to buy the pub and reopen it as a pub, they have the chance to do so. And here in Gosport, we made our first asset of community value the other night with the Junction Tavern, which is a wonderful community pub in Whitworth Road, Gosport, in the Leesland ward, which I represent on the council, run by a super landlady. But it's been threatened with closure in the past. The pub company that owns it changed hands last autumn, and so the locals and the landlady naturally wonder what will happen, what will happen when her tenure runs out, whether that, like other pubs, will be closed and converted to flats. Well, now it is an asset of community value. The owners can't just close it like that and can't just sell it off or convert it. They would have to give the landlady, the community, people like you and me, the chance to raise the money and buy it. It doesn't mean we get it cheaper, doesn't mean we get special deals, but it does give us that breathing space and that chance to keep it open, which we didn't have before. And there are a few precedents around Hampshire. There's a pub in Denmead that was closed, and the local community raised the money and bought it and reopened it as a community pub. The community actually run it. And I think it's a great idea. Anything that helps us to keep small public houses open or small shops has to be a good thing, and I hope this will be a precedent, the Junction Tavern, the first in Gosport, and hopefully others, if they're threatened with closure, hopefully we'll make them assets of community value and help to keep them open in the future, always supposing, of course, that someone is willing to raise the money to buy them.
It's an excellent plan. Now, are you saying that it was actually put into force last year by the government?
Yes, the government introduced legislation about a year ago to allow local authorities to make assets of community value. Any organisation can apply. In the case of the Junction Tavern, the Campaign for Real Ale applied. We as a council decide it. If whoever owns the premises doesn't like it, they do have the right of appeal, but the council decide whether it becomes an asset of community value or not. It doesn't incur any cost to the council. We don't have to do anything other than decide whether it is an asset or not. At the end of the day, it would still be up to the community to raise the money to buy it, although I guess the council, if they wished, could buy the pub themselves, but whether local authorities should run public houses is debatable. But a small shop or the only post office, say, in an area may be a different case, that then it would be regarded as crucial asset that you wouldn't wish to lose, and maybe an authority would help them.
What actually is the qualification for becoming one of these assets?
There's really only two qualifications. One is that an organisation has to apply for the listing. An individual can't. So it has to be someone like the Campaign for Real Ale, or a community association could do so, or a business association could do so, but a group rather than individual. And the only other qualification really is that you have to prove in some way that it is, by its name, an asset of community value. Debatable sometimes whether a public house is. Some would say that they're a problem in a community if they're a lot of noise or antisocial behaviour. But in the case of the Junction, it's a very well-run local corner pub, very popular with the local community, as indeed are most local pubs, as indeed are most local shops. So it should always be quite easy to designate it as an asset of community value. The real hard bit will be if it's ever at threat of closure, finding people with the money to and the will to take it on. I think in the case of the Junction, that would certainly happen, but wouldn't be the case everywhere.
I suppose a community, if they wanted to save a particular place and there wasn't an existing organisation, they might band together and create such an organisation.
Exactly, exactly right. They could do that. I think that's what happened in Denmead, that they formed an organisation specifically to save the local public house. It empowers communities, which in my view is a very good thing. It gives a community, if something is threatened, we all know of pubs, shops, other buildings, community halls, village halls, sometimes even churches that are threatened with closure that you want to keep open. In the past you could get up petitions, but if someone wanted to sell it and there were no planning grounds to stop change of use, the community's powers and sometimes the local authorities were very limited. This gives you a new power and gives you the chance to say, crucially, a breathing space if some building is threatened, to raise the funds and come up with a business plan to keep it open and bring it back into use. Very good thing in my view.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. Are there other places in the pipeline as far as you know?
There's no others that I'm aware of in Gosport named as such, but I'm sure after the Junction it will set minds thinking, because we can certainly think, I can think of other pubs in the town that are threatened with closure. We've already lost two this year. They may be ones, if they're underperforming, that's why they're closing, maybe no one would wish to save them or could afford to save them or keep it open, afford to run it. But there are others that actually can, and those are the ones we need to look at, and small shops as well, say rural post offices. I think hopefully the community will start thinking of these and thinking of buildings that are threatened that they'd like to keep open, but it still means someone has to put up the money and find the will, the business expertise to keep these places open. But crucially, it gives them the chance to do so, which they didn't have before.
There was one pub close to me, in fact, called the Witch Way. You probably know that one.
Yeah.
It was sold to the Co-op, I think. Mm-hmm. And now that's closed. It's no longer a Co-op. So, I mean, good heavens, what happens to that now?
Well, at the moment, I think, as you say, it's closed and boarded up. I guess whoever owns it, the Co-op firm, still will, in time, it's unlikely, I guess, to go back as a pub, but probably be converted to housing. That's what normally happens.
Mm-hmm.
People have to remember, with pubs in particular, most of them are owned by pub companies. The pub companies are really nothing more than glorified land agents, property developers.
That seems to be the case.
And more, they just regard the buildings and the land as a bit of real estate. And unless the pub is making huge sums of money, which very few are, they can make more money out of selling it off for housing and realising their assets. But the community then loses often the hub of the community. This asset of community value gives you a chance to prevent that. In the case of the Witch Way, if that happened now, to go to Co-op, it may well be the community would try and buy it. But you do still need the people with the money and the expertise to make it happen. And that's still the million-dollar question. You don't get it cheaper. You still have to find the money, and you still have to then try and run it for community use at a profit. But I would guess, and I would hope, and certainly in Denmead, the example I mentioned has been proven, that if the community do buy it, and people have invested in it, well, then they have every incentive to actually use it. So maybe people who wouldn't have gone to the pub before or used a particular shop, if they have a part ownership of it, they're more likely to use it. So that makes it more likely to succeed. So it can be not a vicious circle one way downwards, but a positive circle the other way.
But this idea has legs, doesn't it?
I think it very much does. Governments often get criticised, often rightly so, but this was a really good bit of legislation. And I think anything that empowers local communities and gives them more power to help save the facilities that they want and use, that can only be a good thing. And I would hope that we will find more assets in Gosport that can be given this designation. And if we can keep one pub or one small shop or one community building open, then that's great. Then it will have been well worthwhile.
Peter Chegwin, thank you very much indeed for your
pleasure.
Time.
Pleasure. Thank you.